Hey, and welcome to RC Hangar Time. I'm your host, TJ, a.k.a. Barbecue Flyer. I wanted to do a little something special for you guys, so I decided to record this little mini-cast. As you know, I haven't been on the last few weeks, though my intentions were to be. If you know or don't know, back in August, I had surgery. I had my right knee, had a total knee replacement done. And since then, I've been on some wonderful pain medications, but the side effect of that is I sleep, and I've been sleeping a lot. So I haven't been on any of the shows the last couple of weeks. But for last week, I actually did a survey for you all through Facebook, on our Facebook site, and I wanted to read those results to you. And since I wasn't on the show, decided to do this little mini-cast for you to give you the results. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Bear with me. It'll be short and sweet. It was only 6 questions, as you know, so it shouldn't take long to go through all these answers. So to start with, number one, being that the show was about radio, I wanted to find out what bandwidth or frequency do you guys prefer? And resounding majority of you, 21 of the 28 people that actually answered, use 2.4, space spectrum, whether it's Spectrum, JR, Futaba, Hi-Tech. 21 of you use 2.4, which is awesome. 3 of you use 72 megahertz, as it's the new black, or you simply never gave up on it. I know a few people actually are going back to 72 megahertz because so many people have left. A lot of the channels have opened up, and so you don't have to compete with another person's radio anymore in the 72 megahertz. And a lot of people like the range and the works of those radios. And there were some good radios back then. Nobody's real old school. Don't have anybody. At least nobody answered on using AM. 4 people actually have multiple bands. So whether you use 2.4 radio and you have a 72 megahertz radio or something else. And nobody uses DragonLink or LRS. So, all right, next question. Number 2, what's your preferred brand? Had to put it out there for Mike's benefit. But the majority of you, 10 of you, use Spectrum because everyone uses Spectrum, as you know. It is the most widely sold radio out there, whether you like it or not. I use the Spectrum. I have a DX8. I love my 8. 7 people on the survey use Futaba. You know, they are ugly radios, but you don't like Spectrum, so you use Futaba. 2 people actually use JR. Mike's one of them. But I don't know. I don't like junk radio. But and one person likes Hi-Tech because they like to be different than everybody else. And Hi-Tech, honestly, they make a great radio. They're just, I guess, not as popular in the United States. You see them overseas, especially in Europe. And they're a wonderful radio. They have great features and good functions. You just don't see a lot of people with them. But we have one person that uses them, which is cool. 2 people use the FR Sky or Firsky or whatever you call it. I know they like that Tyrannus. And that's for those HK fanboys. No, I'm not going to knock the radio. I've heard wonderful things about it. I know one guy that actually uses one too. The one thing I will say for all you Tyrannus users, you obviously like to spend more time at home playing on the computer programming your radio than you do like to be out at the field flying. Because you spend most of your time programming. It's not the easiest thing to do. The fact that you can program absolutely everything on the radio is awesome. I love that feature. I know it seems to be a good quality radio. It works. But, boy, the things you got to go through first. All right. 4 people they use multiple different radios, which is cool, whether you have a Futaba and a Spectrum. I know people are like that. Number 3, no matter what brand, what about your receivers? And basically, I wanted to know, do you use only the brand name receivers? Do you only use the off-brand? And, you know, I'm talking like Orange RX, Lemon RC, or Lemon RX, and those other off types. And 12 of you buy only the name brand, which isn't the majority, though. 13 people buy a mix. You buy the Orange RX for your cheapies, for your foamies. You buy the real receivers for your expensive planes. And I get that. I do that as well. I have Orange RX in most of my foamies or the planes that I build. And then I have real Spectrum receivers in my really expensive stuff, all my EDFs and such. I do that because I've never had an issue with brownouts with either. But for me, I just can't see putting a $12 receiver into a $400 plane. So, but that's me. Two people actually buy only cheapos. And one person, actually, they don't know which ones they prefer because they can't get any of them to bind anyways. And I feel for you. All right, question number four. It's kind of a serious question. This was Dustin's question. He wanted this one in here. And it is, what wing type do you usually program? Most people program fixed wing. Most of us fly fixed wing. So that only stands to reason there. Four of you actually do elevon mixing. Three people. I'm kind of shocked that only three people program their radios for helis. I know Mike's one of them. The other two, I'm kind of shocked you're in a minority here. But three of you do helis. And only one person does multi-rotor. But if the only thing you fly is multi-rotor, I can see why you answered that. Nobody does sailplane. It's kind of shocking. Three people, they don't even know about programming. They leave it to their friends to do, which I get. The next two questions, five and six, these were kind of the fill-in-the-blank kind of questions. I wanted to hear from you. And these are good questions, and I got great responses, and I really appreciate it. Question number five was, what's the one feature you like best about your radio? And right off the bat, one person loves it because it works. You know, I think that's probably the one feature of my radio I like the best, too, is that it actually works. I'm with you on that. I'm not going to read all these answers. There's a lot of them, a lot of great ones, but I just want to give you some of my best ones. Another one, a response, was being able to download other people's programming for your plane / heli. I get that. That's the feature I've used a lot with my radio. Somebody has the same plane as you have. They have a really good setup, and you can download it to your radio. I love that feature with my DX8. Actually, a few people said that it works. They're really glad with, you know, happy with that. Dual rates, being able to program that. One person is actually really happy that it's a Kraft single stick. Wow. I don't know if I could even figure out how to fly with a single stick. It's worth trying someday, though. One person, the one feature they like is being able to assign any channel to any stick, switch, or pot, or any combination thereof. I get that. You're obviously a Tyrannus user. Once you get that program, though, let me know how it works, if you ever get it out to the field once you're done. Looking at some other ones here, one person, actually, he's really happy. He's gone 3 years without a single issue. That is phenomenal. It must be a Spectrum radio. Memory card, the fact that it has a memory card, that's cool, too. Somebody's actually really happy. It looks, feels, and works amazing. All right, some happy people with their radios. That's cool. The next question, the last question of the survey for this week, was, what one feature would you like to see on your next radio? When you outgrow the one you have now, what one feature would you like to see on the one you want to buy next? Me, my next radio is going to be the DX9. I love the features that comes on that thing and the way that it talks back to you. So, yeah, and actually with that, somebody said they want voice programming. That would be so cool. That you can just sit there and tell the radio what you want this stick to do or that switch to do instead of having to sit there and go through the buttons or sit on your computer and program it. That would be cool. Actually, somebody says their Aurora already has it all. They don't need another radio. I get that. The Aurora is an awesome radio. I'm not going to deny that. Telemetry. I have telemetry on my DX8. All my radios from here on out will have telemetry. Telemetry is a great feature. I love to use it. Voice recognition. More flight modes. If you got a basic radio, it's a great way to start out, but you don't come with a lot of different flight modes. As your hobby expands, your skill expands, you start doing more, and you're definitely going to need a radio that has more different flight modes for you. Somebody wants to bring back single sticks. So if you want your next radio to have a single stick, I don't know if you're moving forward, but it could be a move forward, I guess. Actually, a couple people want to bring back single sticks, looking through the list here. somebody wants their next radio to be a bona fide chick magnet. Good luck, dude. I'm sorry. As far as I know, the RC hobby till this day is yet to be a chick magnet kind of hobby. It may be someday. I'm not sure. Being a nerd seems to be more attractive to more women these days. But I still think we have a little ways to go. All right, somebody wants 20 model memory, warning sound when flight battery gets low, and easy to use menus. All right, buy Spectrum. No, I'm just kidding. But those are some great features to get on your next radio. They're great to have, and they help a lot. Wireless buddy cord, that would be great. If we could have that feature, that way you're not having to stand right next, or if you move or turn and you're not pulling the other radio out of the other guy's hand. Somebody wants his next radio to say DX on it. I'm with you there. MP3 player. That would be a cool feature. I could get that. So, anyways, that's it for the survey this week. I appreciate your responses. Some great answers. I will put out another survey, hopefully, if not this week, definitely next week, to go with next week's show. And I will plan on being on this next week's show. Unless you don't want me to be, just let me know on Facebook. But thanks for listening in. I hope you guys have a great weekend of weather so you get some good flying in. And if you crash them, rebuild them and get back out there. I'll catch you all later.